Is it snowing out in Philly? Philly
area.
It
hasn't started yet. Hasn't started yet, but we're looking for, I think, about 6 inches today.
Okay, lovely. Well, hey, they're going to get it in Happy Valley. They're already getting hit in Happy Valley right now. That game at 3:30 this afternoon. But more pressingly, and I do want to ask you about your recent trip down south to see college football. But I want to ask you about Pitt, West Virginia. Is this rivalry dead with these two teams going in separate ways to different conferences?
Well, you know, it shouldn't be dead. You know, there's no reason that it has to be dead.
Right.
But the way these things work, I mean, we saw it happen with Pitt and Penn State. It, you know, whether because it's just more difficult to make it happen when teams go different ways, or because of bitterness or whatever, I mean, it's probably going to be dead, and that's a shame. But that's like, it seems anymore that, you know, tradition is, you know, doesn't matter anymore to anybody.
It certainly doesn't seem to. Well, it does, and I guess it matters to the people that, you know, that really care about it. There's some people that are just bottom line people, and that's just the way it is. But again, you and I have talked about this ad nauseum about, you know, how does Georgia and Georgia Tech work it out? How do Iowa and Iowa State work it out? How does Clemson and South Carolina? How do they work it out? They work it out because it's important, and it just doesn't seem to be important to. And I can't understand why, but it is. And you know, I guess we digress. I do think the rivalry will come to an end. I don't think they'll play. They might play a few games, but I just think it'll become pressingly just more and more impossible. I mean, West Virginia's already got enough on their plate with Marshall, you know, and that whole thing with the governor getting involved a few years back. Those two teams absolutely have to, and I agree with that. I think they should play every single year. Same thing with Pitt, Penn State, but I guess we move on. Joe Paterno is probably going to break the Division I record today for all-time wins. Is this his final year? I mean, can you see Joe Paterno being the head coach? Is there a better than 50% chance of that after the football season? I mean, they're having a great. I mean, statistically, they're 7-1. They're having a pretty good season. I mean, the meat of their schedule coming up in the next few weeks. But is he the head coach come next year?
I mean, you know, far be it for me to doubt the guy. I mean, we say it every year.
Yeah.
But you know, this he does look bad this year. He looks out of it. He looks like he's in pain. He's admitted that he's in pain, which is kind of a big deal because Joe usually doesn't talk about that kind of stuff. But the fact that he's just so completely uninvolved anymore. It would seem silly to me to allow it to go on past this year. I mean, even if they, you know, they stumble down the stretch and they lose 3 or 4, probably a better year than people thought they were going to have. Not the worst way for Joe to go out. I just really think it's long past time for the program to move on. And you know, if he can't be there with the team on the sidelines, if he can't talk to the team at halftime, I just don't see what the point of this whole thing is.
I agree. Yeah, he hasn't coached that team in a while. Urban Meyer to Penn State. Like, so let's just say Joe Paugh, this is it for him. Is Urban Meyer the only solution? I mean, Jay can't take over that team, and I don't think if Jay's not getting it, Tom Bradley's not getting it. Is Urban Meyer the only candidate that makes sense for Penn State if Joe Paugh does step down?
No, he's not the only guy that makes sense. I mean, clearly Penn State fans would be, you know, through the roof if it happened. I think the program, you know, they have enough resources, they have enough fans, they have the right recruiting area. If you get pretty much anyone of decent caliber in there, the program will improve, I think. I mean, I know that Alabama had some rough years after Bear left trying to find the right guy, but I think this is a different situation. The program is basically operating at 70% efficiency, right? I mean, you know, you're competing without a head coach that's capable of going out there on the road and competing against his, you know, top rivals in his league around the country to compete for talent and whatnot, and we're still getting by. If Urban Meyer comes in, they're probably top 10 material within 2 years. But, you know, somebody like Pat Fitzgerald has been thrown around. I know Chris Peterson's been talked a lot about, too. But I would not be surprised if they kept it inside. If anyone deserves that job, Tom Bradley deserves that job.
Hey,
I think
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. Finish up. I'm sorry.
I mean, the guy he's given 30 years to the program and has been carrying the water for Joe for the past 5 or 6.
Yeah.
So, I mean, would it be the worst thing in the world to see Tom Bradley take over?
Yeah, no, I agree. How was your trip down to the South? I know you had talked about this with me via email. You apparently went through an experience recently. Tell me about it.
I would say anyone who loves college football, they owe it to themselves to make one trip in their life down to Ole Miss to tailgate in the Grove for an Ole Miss game. I had heard wonderful things about it. I have a buddy who went to Georgia, so the week of the Georgia-Ole Miss game, we went down there. it's kind of a pain to get to. You got to fly to Memphis and drive about an hour and a half to get to Oxford. But stunningly beautiful town. And the Grove, I mean, I'm a Penn Stater.
Okay.
I've been bragging about Penn State,
right,
tailgating for years. Nothing compares to the Grove.
Really?
Different level. It is beyond what you could ever imagine. Utterly spectacular. The amount of time and effort people put into those tailgates there is just a different world entirely. So you got to check it out sometime.
I've heard the Southeastern Conference football obviously is the best, but I hear the tailgating is second to none.
Oh,
and the experience before the game almost rivals what you might actually see on the football field.
Oh, yeah. If I'm being honest with you, we tailgated all morning, went to about a quarter of the game, went back to the Grove because it was really, really great. People get dressed up, the ladies are all in dresses, guys, we didn't see a pair of jeans except for the ones we were wearing the entire day.
Shirt and tie and suits, and yeah, people are really digging it. I had a friend of mine went down to Alabama last year and saw Penn State play down there, and they said it was just, it was like unlike any experience they've ever had.
And the other thing, too, is people were incredibly nice. There was no pregame nastiness between the fans. It was very hospitable. I mean, everything, all the cliches about the South, it was true. It was fantastic.
Predictions on I do think ultimately, though, that the Backyard Brawl series is going to come to an end. I mean, don't you think? I mean, it just doesn't have much of a chance of surviving, I don't think.
Yeah, it's sad, but it's going to happen. And, as crazy it is that Penn State and Pitt don't play anymore, it almost seems crazier that Pitt and West Virginia don't play anymore. I mean, they're what, an hour apart, hour and a half apart? A long-time rivals, the crossover between, I mean, the amount of people in Pittsburgh that goes to the two schools, it's just a natural rivalry. But both schools are going to have, new obligations now. And, that's the way it is. Traditions get dropped in this whole craziness we're going through right now.
Tim Hyland joining us on the Rivertown Hotline. Tim, I appreciate you giving me a few minutes of your time. I'll try to catch up with you. Well, the Backyard Brawl in a few weeks. Maybe we can get together and maybe reminisce. Could be the last one. The way West Virginia's talking, I mean, I don't know how they're going to force themselves out of the Big East, but apparently they're confident that they're going to do so. I mean, if they can do it, why can't Syracuse and Pitt do it? I mean, it's just...
Hey, they're looking forward to the big new series with Baylor at West Virginia.
Yeah, right. That should be fantastic. Tim, thank you.